Coming to you from the Coachella Valley in Southern California, in association with Anchor.fm, welcome to Is This Your Playlist? With your hosts Kedrick and Rissa. My name is Joey, and this evening's playlist will begin now.
Welcome to another episode of Is This Your Playlist, ITYP for short. You're here with me and Risa. Hello, Risa.
Hello, Kedrick.
Before we continue, if you guys that are listening would like to know what our social medias are, we will tell you at the end of this episode when we know.
Ooh, intrigue.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a while. Huh, Risa?
It has been a while, yeah. What you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, you know, I've been traveling with my work with Alaska Airlines. I've been in Austin, which was like probably the worst experience ever because it was just like a wall of heat when you got off the plane. And then I was in Denver, Colorado also, and that was a little bit better. But I'm not really going to run to do another one because I'm not sure if the third time will be a charm. So I'm very happy in Palm Springs, even though it's been triple digits for a while. And it continue to be triple digits for a while. But it's cool because at my work, now I'm part of the fleet team.
Woohoo!
So I've cleaned the plane, so I'm not on the tarmac right now. So that's really good for me.
Good.
And what have you been up to?
You know, I got a job and then I quit the job and now I'm looking for a job. So that's pretty much what's been going on.
Like me last year.
I'm not too terribly concerned. There are a lot of opportunities out there. And so, I'm not necessarily taking my time, but I am being a little bit more thoughtful about what I'm applying for and companies that I'm applying to. Just, you know, I want, you know, to have some alignment in terms of, you know, culture, you know, work culture and values and things like that. So, you know, like I said, I'm not too terribly concerned. You know, it's just exhausting, but you know, I'll power through. I'm taking a break today and doing the podcast thing with you, and yes. I'm looking forward to this topic. Yeah. I look forward to all of our topics. I think, you know, one was again like when we agree on a topic, like I go off the top of my head, and I'm like, boom, 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 boom. Like, I don't need to research it. I don't need to, you know, maybe I'll add some, but it's like this one, I had 5 songs already in my head. And then I went through my own playlist. And then I went and did just a bit of research, just a touch of research, but I didn't add anything from that. But I was like, yeah, this is good. I guess looking on my own playlist is research.
I was gonna say
to some degree.
Research there.
Yeah. So,
we've been playlisters. We were supposed to do this back in June. I think we planned to do this or July, and you know, just things. You know, life happens, and I'm glad that we have it now. And we're actually, this is the first of 5 special summer series. That's going to be the whole series. We're going to do 5. Then we're going to take some time off and we're going to regroup. And I'm excited about the 5 topics because they're going to be, they're just, you know, I love our topics too. And I love when we agree on them. And of course you love all the topics because they've all come from you. I didn't have to do any work, which I'm happy about, you know? Oh god, these glasses are driving me nuts. So today's fun topic is, oh, before we go on, I hope everyone in America had a great 4th of July. I hope you were safe. And I want to congratulate Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton for finally getting married.
Okay.
And now they have 5 songs together or something like that. That was the weirdest pairing. And it's like, okay, great. You know, I don't watch The Voice, so I don't have to deal with it. Anyway, so today's topic is summer songs. And that could be, you know, like, I remember the first time I ever heard the term summer song was three years ago in that song Despacito. It's this song of summer. I'm like, I don't even know what
it is. Yeah.
I heard it. I'm like, this is it. Huh. Anyway, but today's summer songs are some of our favorite songs that include the word summer in the title.
Yep.
I have wanted to do this one for a while, so I just think it's fun because it's summer where we are in California. And yeah, I just think that would be a good thing. So for those of you who don't know what summer is, summer starts for us on Memorial Day and ends on Labor Day. And it is generally, it's hot or warm weather. Schools and universities are out. And besides Memorial Day, we have Independence Day, which we just had, and we had Juneteenth. I didn't even know that that was a thing until I was in, Austin. I'm like, Juneteenth? Okay, I just know it's the day before John Taylor's birthday. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't surprise you that I know that. Movies are big during the summer. TV is not, except for children's TV, Disney Channel. And people usually travel, go camping. I don't camp. I did it in 1982. I was 12 and then I saw Friday the 13th and I'm like, okay, I'm out. Never again. So today's topic is summer songs. And when we come back, Reese is gonna start us off. When we come back, keep it here on Is This Your Playlist podcast.
Hey, this is Brent from Probe 7 and you're listening to Is This Your Playlist?
Welcome back to Is This Your Playlist podcast here, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Risa, and we are gonna tackle summer songs because it's summer where we are, Southern sunny California.
Yep.
So Risa's going to start us off. Risa, what is your first choice for summer songs?
So my first choice is my number 5 song. And I don't know if we've talked about this, but I am a huge, huge fan of freestyle music. It was when I was out in the clubs, freestyle was coming up. And it's just some of my most favorite music and some of my most favorite dance memories and, you know, club memories and stuff like that. So my very first song, which is my number 5 song, is a song called Summertime, Summertime by Nocera. Now, she's a little known Italian. She's from Italy, an Italian singer who this was her first hit in the States, and I remember seeing it on this dance, or hearing it, and I saw her perform it on this teen dance show called Dance Party USA. And I was a huge fan of Dance Party USA and its predecessor, Dancing on Air. And so that's where I first heard this song. This petite girl, I remember it clearly. She had long, dark, curly hair that was hanging down one side. It was all brushed over, all combed over onto one side. It was covering her eye. And she had on this red leather jacket and a yellow dress. And I don't know why, but I was like, ooh, that is such a cool combination. And then these black boots. But that was just her. That was Nocera. But the song, just a really great danceable beat, great song. yeah, that's like some really good memories there. So that is my number five summer song selection, Summertime, Summertime by Nocera. And it's on Spotify. Go find it and dance.
Okay. Now, here's my response to that.
Okay.
A, why did I not know that you like freestyle? Because we could have done one. Okay.
Well, I know you did a freestyle with somebody, so I didn't, you know, I didn't mention it.
Mm-mm. We were going to, but we didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm down. Okay, don't get me started. I could do a whole podcast myself on freestyle music.
Maybe awesome. that's the one that we will try that second format with. Okay. No, Sarah, Summertime, Summertime. Da, summertime.
Take
summertime.
Me to the water.
I've seen her. She
summertime.
Is.
Yep.
She's on the, she's part of the Freestyle Festival or Freestyle Explosion shows that happen usually every year. Like, Stevie B, Lisa, Expose, Covered
the usual.
Station, you know.
The huge.
The huge. Yeah. I've seen actually. I saw a lineup for one in Miami, and if it's going to be the whole country, Samantha Fox is headlining. I'm like, please, please.
Samantha Fox? Really?
Samantha Fox.
I know Samantha Fox. I mean, I got that girl's records. Like, you know, don't, but I just wouldn't, I wouldn't classify her, I wouldn't classify her as, freestyle, but that's totally fine. I mean, she had some really great dance grooves. Loved her. Awesome.
The last freestyle explosion I went to was 2015, and we'll talk about that with one of my other summer songs, but like Jody Watley was there, the Jets mm-hmm. were there, Expose was there, Salt and Pepper was there,
Asterisk, I used to work for the second version of the Jets called Jet 17, just to let you know.
Jet 17, I didn't know that there was one. Was it just
they weren't nationalized. I mean they were pretty localized in Florida. I used to work with them.
When I saw them, it was just the two girls, the two main girls, and one of the brothers, not the young one. I think he was the oldest brother. But they were in the Jody Watley meet and greet. So I have a picture of me and Jody Watley's on one side and the Jets are on this side. And I said to them, I go, I saw you guys on July 17th, 1987 in LA at Universal Amphitheater with Jermaine Stewart and Stacey Q. They're like, how do you remember that? I go, I remember.
Don't ask.
But I did the Salt and Pepper meet and greet and the Jody Watley meet and greet. But here's the caveat: Salt and Pepper meet and greet was happening right in between Expose and the Jets. Sorry,
oh
dude.
My gosh.
Sorry, dude. I'm not leaving. So I did it. I'm not missing the Jets and Expose. Are you kidding?
Nice. Yeah. Of course. Of course.
So let me just add freestyle to the list. Okay. So my first song, summer song, is a song that came out in 1985, June. It is from an album called Reckless. It was the fourth single, and the gentleman's name is Bryan Adams. The song is Summer of 69. Dun, 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 dun. I love Bryan Adams. I really do love Bryan Adams, and mm-hmm. you know, Summer 69 came out, and I mean, it was an MTV staple.
Yes, it was.
You could not escape it in 1985.
To be quite honest, you can't even escape it today. Actually, I heard that song today when I was going to Target on the classic 80s Sirius XM.
it was like, you know, it's funny when I was doing the research, like the chart positions of it, it's like they didn't do very well, except for like the Netherlands was number four. Belgium and New Zealand was number seven, and then the U.S. was number five, and the album was actually number one here from that. I think Summer of 69 kind of got eclipsed by, like, Run to You and It's Only Love, you know, the Tina Turner.
The Tina Turner song, yeah.
And I think he was just coming off of that tour, the Private Dancer tour, the support slot for that, and that's where, you know, these songs came from. And you know, he almost called the song Best Days of Your Life because it says that seven times in the song, and they only really say Summer of 69, I think, twice. And like, you know, of course, like people were thinking, you know, Summer of 69, is it sexual? And for the longest time he said no, but then on like, I think it was the early show 2008 and he was on there and they asked him and he said, yeah, it was, you know, sexual, whatever. And then Jim Vallance, his co-writer was like, nah, dude, it's not about that. But you know what? It's funny because it is like, Canadians love it. I mean, because, you know, he was the golden boy until, well, I mean, he always was, but until, you know, a year later when a certain dark-haired Canadian came out who wore sunglasses at night. Yes, Corey Hart. So it's like, in Canada, this song is considered number 4 in the top 50 best Canadian singles of all time.
Wow.
Number 4. It is considered number 70 in the 500 greatest songs since you were born list from Blender. And he did, Taylor Swift, when she did her Reputation tour and it went into Toronto, they did a duet of Summer of 69.
And, oh, cool.
That was pretty cool. It's funny, like when you watch kind of like the 80s, I love the 80s things on VH1. And, you know, when he comes on, they always call him like they say that he was like the Britney Spears of pop, of rock back then. He was the kind of pretty. He was good looking. And I just laugh when they say that he was the Britney Spears of rock back then. It's like, OK, so what are you saying? He had hits all over the place. I've never seen him live. Every single time he comes, something happens. Like he came, like I wanted to go see him in 2005 and he was on tour with Def Leppard. And I wanted to go and I never went. And he was actually, he could have been the last show that I saw last year before COVID, because he played here in Palm Springs in February of 2020 and I didn't go at Fantasy Springs. I should have went. So yeah, I mean, I love Summer of 69. Like I said, you couldn't escape it in 1985, so it's sort of like every time you turn on MTV, it's like Summer of 69 and Shout and Smooth Operator and everything that came out in 1985. And yeah, but it's, but I can hear it now. I probably wouldn't play it. It wouldn't be the first Bryan Adams song I'd play, but when I hear it, I like it. So, so that's my first choice. What's your next choice?
Fun fact, Summer of 69, story song. Just putting it out there. So my next song is by one of my... And I feel like I say this all the time, but I really do have a lot of favorite bands. And one of them is this British band that sprung out of the Jam, and they are called the Style Council, led by Paul Weller. And the song is called Long Hot Summer. I think Paul Weller is one of the most brilliant lyricists and vocalists. I mean, from, you know, from all his work with the Jam through the Style Council and through his solo stuff, he's definitely in my top, I would say top 5 favorite lyricists. But this particular song, Long Hot Summer, it's a slow groove, and it just, his voice is just so freaking, oh, it's so rich and it's so textured, and just the music itself is really great, but like paired with his vocals, it's just chef's kiss, just a great, great sounding song. So Long Hot Summer by the Style Council is my number 4 song.
Style Council, you know what, here's the thing with Paul Weller, like I was not a fan of the Jam, okay? Until last year when I was looking, you know, I mean, you know me on my Spotify, my gym playlist. It's like, I'm always looking for something new. And so it said The Jam, A Town Called Malice. And I was like, I don't think I've ever heard that song. And it came on. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know that song. So it took 30 some years, but I finally got it. I loved the Style Council, though. I loved everything that they did. I love that DC Lee left. Excuse me. DC Lee left Wham to join Style Council, and she was married to Paul Weller for quite a few years. And I saw a documentary on them, Style Council, and I can't remember his name, the other guy in Style Council, I'll have to look it up. He kind of like softened Paul Weller's very rigid edges. Because there is a video I've seen, and I can't remember what song it is, but he's like, I think he's shirtless, and he's singing and he's smiling and stuff, and people were just like, what? Because in Jam, he was very, very serious, okay? And, oh, God, Boy Who Cried Wolf. Oh, love that song. I love the Style Council, and I do love that song. I actually, your song, Long Hot Summer, I had to listen to it because I wanted to kind of get like a reading on The Jam and Style Council. I have a friend named Jennifer who lives in LA, and she absolutely worships him. And I have more respect for him now that I saw that documentary. He just seems kind of rigid sometimes still, even like, it's like, dude, you're Paul Weller, get over it. So that's
what's
awesome.
Your next song?
So my next song is, and this should surprise no one, because sometimes if it's marketed to 14-year-old girls, I'm on board, usually. So this one, I wasn't really a fan of this person until this song. She is called Demi Lovato, and the song is called Cool for the Summer. Now, this song is the best song ever to sing in the car if you're driving home from a concert, Freestyle Explosion, and you're super tired and you're in your boyfriend's BMW and you drive down the street with the windows down and Cool for the Summer 30 times. Because it kept me awake. Because had I crashed in that car, I probably should have been dead. But thanks to Cool for the Summer, I'm still here.
Well, thank you, Demi Lovato.
Thank you. You know what? It's funny because, like I said, I wasn't really, I don't know, I just wasn't really a fan. Like, you know, she's a Disney girl. And she, I don't know, it just, I wasn't feeling it. Like when she did all the Camp Rock and all that stuff. But this one, I mean, her voice is so amazing. But the funny thing is, like, if you listen to the words, it's basically like, okay, you and me, females, can do this because it's cool for the summer. And it's like it's very bi-curious, the words. And I'm like, okay. You know, the kids are listening to this, but you know, it's just funny. It was my favorite song of 2015.
Wow.
And she really, like, that was when she really embraced, like, the LGBT community. And, you know, we knew that she was, you know, she was one of our champions. And also, you know, she has had very public, you know, relapses with drugs. So, I mean, we were bonded that way as well. And I actually got to see her on this tour.
Oh.
It was the last night of the tour in San Diego, and it was Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas. And it was absolutely amazing. I think she, you know, I mean, she came out in like thigh-high boots and, you know, bikini, blah blah. It's like, honey, you don't have to do that. You can sing, but that's what the kids have to do. and you know, I remember her kind of getting grief about, like, saying, is this supposed to be another I Kissed a Girl? I just love her so much. And I just love the fact that, I love that this was written by Max Martin, you know, of like Backstreet Boys, Britney, all the, you know, pop stuff coming out of Sweden. And it was just such a great song, and I love singing it. And, you know, it got to number one in Greece and Israel, and number three in Scotland, and number seven on the UK charts, and number one on the US Dance Club Songs, and the number three at the US Mainstream Top 40. So,
wow.
And it is certified 2x platinum in the US. So she's doing something right. And
she sure is.
She had her Alanis Morissette Jagged Little Pill album after this one. It's like, ooh, you're mad at somebody and you're singing about it. she's been kind of quiet as of late. She puts out stuff on Spotify, and she just did something with Ariana Grande, so I heard it once, like in passing, but so that's mine. So okay, well, I need to take a break because I don't know where we're at. So when we come back, Risa's gonna go for number three, and I'm going to try and get myself together. Keep it right here on ITYP.
Hey, welcome back, playlisters. It's Risa and Kedrick here with you, and we are counting down our top favorite songs of summer that have the word summer in them. So my third song is by a band that I've always liked. You know, I like their songs. Would put them on my, you know, on my own mixtapes or mix CDs or playlists or whatever. I would always pick a song from them to go on, just depending on the mood of the, you know, of the playlist. And didn't really come to really truly feel their depth, I guess, or really connect with them until I was diagnosed in 2015 and with cancer, and I, you know, had always admired them, things like that. So it's a song called Rain in the Summertime by The Alarm, and I connect with The Alarm because their lead singer Mike Peters,
sorry, Flock of Seagulls, sorry,
yeah, no, he has fought leukemia twice. And there's just something about him that's on such an incredible, relatable level. Like, I'd seen them perform a couple of times, and then I went to a fundraiser in Philadelphia and saw him there and was able to talk to him and things like that. And but then really got a chance to share and talk with him about cancer when I saw him in 2017. He had a show, there was they played a documentary that it was about him and, you know, his life and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he did a meet and greet afterwards, and he is such a relatable person. And like, you know, he looks directly at you when you're talking, pays attention to you, hears you. It's like, it's just the two of you, you know, or whoever it is he's talking to. And there was something about that that was just mind-blowing, and really just there's like this place in my heart for him. But Rain in the Summertime is a song that I've loved since I heard it, and particularly one lyric I think just describes the whole song, and it's it says, as if I run fast enough, I could leave all this pain and sadness behind. And like that just encompasses what the song is about. And just that lyric is just something that just sticks with me. Just one of the things about, you know, the song, the band, and things like that. So, and that was actually the first song that came to my mind when you said, let's do summer songs. And I'm like, oh, think. So, Rain in the Summertime by The Alarm is my number three song.
I love that song. That is probably my favorite song by them. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a lot of, you know, U2 comparisons. And I mean, I can hear it a little bit, but I just think that they have their own sound. And it's funny with Mike Peters, because like he used to jump, well, he's always been in The Alarm, but then he was singing for Big Country for quite a few years. So that's interesting. It was funny because The Alarm and Big Country did a like one of those 80s shows. It was like The Alarm and Big Country.
Yeah, well, he was really good friends with Stewart, the lead singer. And they did ask him, I think, to go on tour and do some song and do some shows. And so, yeah, he did do that because Stewart was a very good friend of his. And when he died, I mean, you know, I guess the band just didn't think that they could go on, you know, and then at like some, you know, it was like maybe a 20th year, you know, thing, some sort of anniversary. And they asked Mike to join. And I thought that was really great. So, yeah.
It was just fun. It was just kind of funny to me that like The Alarm and Big Country are on the bill. And it was like The Alarm was one band and Big Country was another.
And he was the other one. Yeah, I get that. I totally get that.
There he is. So I just, you know what? It's, for me, it's like the most melodic of the songs. It's got a, like you said, a really nice groove.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was kind of on my list. Playlisters, as Risa is very on the top of her head, I go for lists. So I like other people to make the list for me, and then I go from that. So when I was researching this, I punched into Google 250 greatest songs with summer in the title, and I literally got 250 choices here. So I'm going through, right? And I just highlighted a whole bunch, and now I've dwindled them down to five with three or four alternatives for honorable mentions. But that song is, your song is number 56 on the list.
Nice.
Summertime by The Alarm.
Yay me.
That's great. Now, my song, and this will be of no surprise to any of my friends if they know me well. My third song happens to be my third favorite song of the 70s. Behind Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers and Amy Stewart, Knock on Wood. This one is number three, and it is called Summer Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Summer Breeze is one of those songs, like, I started listening to music in 1980, like, full-on listening to it. I mean, I remember being in the car with my brother, older brother, when I went to Utah to visit him, and I remember hearing, like, Lovely Day by Bill Withers, We Don't Talk Anymore by Cliff Richard,
and, love that song.
And Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts. I just remember, like, the dun 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 dun. I mean, it's just like it was one of the first songs I ever heard. And I remember, like I said, if I ever managed a boy band, that they were gonna do a cover of that. Summer Breeze.
Would not be wrong.
The stat, so it came out in 1972. I was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in the States, and it got to number 6 in Canada, number 4 on the Billboard Adult Contemporary, and number 6 on the Cashbox Top 100. It's been covered by the Isley Brothers. It is... It's considered one of those relentlessly appealing 1970s harmony rock anthems, appropriately ambiguous on the radio and in the memory. There you go. I just think it's just one of those, it's just a great song. Like if I met someone and they said they did not like Summer Breeze, you've had some weird life choices, so you can just step on it. You know, because it's a feel-good song. There's absolutely nothing that you can say wrong about that song. It is perfect. It's just, yeah.
I agree.
It takes me back to when I was, you know, when I was really young, and I just remember that was one of the first songs I ever heard, and it stuck with me. You know, they kind of split up in the 70s and they got back together in the 80s and did some reunion stuff, but they've been pretty quiet, you know, for a long time actually. So but this song will live on forever. I mean, it's 48 years old, the song is, and it still stands the test of time, in my opinion. And Summer Breeze makes me feel fine.
That song I absolutely love. And I was taking a writing seminar and we had to write about something. I don't even remember what the topic was, but I ended up writing about that song because the lyrics, it's a whole misheard lyrics thing. I thought what they were saying, Summer Breeze makes me feel fine. Don't let me hear the jazz man in my mind. Okay. And then somebody tells me, no, it's blowing through the jasmine in my mind. I'm like, what the hell is jasmine doing in your mind? Like that, no, that just doesn't make sense. So that, even though I know the lyrics that I sing are incorrect, that's a hill that I'm dying on because my lyrics make sense. And then I remember going on in this story that I wrote, this piece that I wrote, that, you know, like people are like, you know, jazz man, what do you mean? I'm like, hello, Carole King, jazz man. She has a song called Jazz. It's like, it's not jasmine. Like, how is jasmine blowing through your mind? No. So anyway, that's a whole other topic. Misheard lyrics, write that down.
Well, it was the 70s, so... There were a lot of peyote, probably, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like Hotel California, you know, it's like, whatever. But anyway, so that was just, that's a fun fact. So, well, fun fact for me. But I am dying on that hill. It's don't let me hear the jazz man in my mind.
Yeah, you sing it the way you want to, girl. You don't let them tell you anything.
I'm not, they ain't the boss of me.
Yeah.
So my number 2 song, summer song is the good old Grease song Summer Nights. That song just sets the tone for, I mean, that is the first musical number in the movie. I love the back and forth. I love the story. It's like her version, his version, you know what I mean? I love everything about the that musical number. I love everything about the song. It's just, I mean, seriously, wella, wella, wella. You know, it's just like, exactly. So that that's my number 2 favorite summer song, Summer Nights by Grease. And it's so funny, I've gone to 2 Grease sing-alongs, 3 Grease sing-alongs. And, oh no, actually 2 Grease sing-alongs and 1, it was just me and my sister singing everything in the movie theater. But there's just something about that whole like the innocence of the song and just, you know, like, I mean, tell me more. It's like, I want to hear the whole story. I want to hear all about your summer adventure. So it's just one of those great, great songs, and you hear it, and of course you just automatically just break into, you know, the factions and singing the song. So that's my number two.
You know what? I love that song as well. And I kind of feel like they didn't know what they had. I bet you $1 million that they went into did that movie and was like, just another, you know, silly little musical movie, blah. I don't think that they knew when they were doing it, I don't think they knew how culturally like amazing and like longevity it was gonna have.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could know that. I mean, maybe a Wildest Dreams thing, but I hear you. And especially the way that it's so ingrained in our culture, you know, you're right.
And you know what? I made the mistake of listening to this one podcast, and it's like conspiracy theories around movies and stuff. And they were like, yeah, Greece. Let's talk about Greece. And I was like, what? Did you talk about Greece? Now they're saying that they think that Sandy died in the beginning. So at the end, when she all of a sudden changes into like, you know, tell me about it, stud, and they fly off in the car to heaven, that she's dead. I'm like, dude, first of all, no, don't even do that. Don't even go there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was mad that I was listening to it. Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I know. And I mean, look, people can explain away so many things, and you can go, oh, yeah, or you can go, that, you know, whatever. I totally get that. But I thought it was both of them had died, not just her. But whatever. Now I want to look into that again. So
that's really not what you want to think about that movie. Now
I know.
Now the second one, which I just saw recently, I'm like,
Grease 2?
It wasn't atrocious, but I mean,
oh my gosh. I don't love it as much as I love Grease, but I love that movie. Cool Rider. Oh my gosh.
I wonder if Michelle Pfeiffer ever, like, I wonder if anyone ever, like in interviews or whatever, ever talks about Grease 2. Like, I wonder what she would say about it now.
Huh.
I have a feeling she'd pull a Susan Sarandon. Like when people ask her about Rocky Horror Picture Show, she gets all weird. It's like, honey, you need to look at that movie and look how good you looked. Look how good the girls looked. She was amazing in Rocky Horror Picture Show. And we're back. Okay, so I love that choice. And it was highlighted on my list as well. My next choice is a song by a group that's widely thought of as a one-hit wonder, which, you know what, we need to do an episode on, like, we need to call it We Were Not a One-Hit Wonder and talk about this group and Kim Wilde and Spandau Ballet and everyone they always put on VH1, one-hit wonder. Like, okay, that's not true. Anyway. So this group came out in 1985, and there's a trio, and they were from Norway, and they had a really, really, really good cartoon video that I was insane for when I was 15. The group is called A-ha, but this song came out in 2000. It was their first single for 6 years, and it was called Summer Moved On.
Wow.
And it's one of my favorite songs by them. It's funny, when I was doing my research, it said that it was hastily written because they had agreed to do the Nobel Peace Prize concert in 1998. So they had to write something quick. So they wrote this. It's where A-ha went. I mean, you know, it wasn't, you know, The Sun Always Shines on TV. It wasn't bibbidi-boppidi-blah. but it's such a great song, and Morton's voice is amazing. And here's the thing, Morton Harkett is the real deal, because they didn't have Pro Tools or Auto Tune or any of that stuff, okay? So when he's hitting those notes, he is hitting those notes. This song is like notable for the fact that he keeps the same note at the end of the song for 20 seconds.
Wow.
And I saw them live. They came to America like in 2009 to do their farewell tour. I'm like, okay, yeah, you came in 86 first time and now you're doing farewell tour in 2009. Okay, great. He hit that note and did not crack Morton Harkett hail.
Wow.
Yeah. It was number one in Norway. Shocking. Number six in Germany, number two in Belgium, number seven in Hungary. And it's called a soaring and powerful ballad. And it's just, it's so great. It was great. They came back and just kind of like, you know, started the second wave of their career, because Minor Earth, Major Sky was a hit album. And they've continued on. That's why it's funny when people say that they're one hit wonder. I'm like, dude, they've got like 10 albums, you know? But then I have to remember, like, you know, because you and I are here, we live in the US, but like, I feel like our brains are UK, because like, we know everything that's going on over there and barely anything that's going on here. I don't know what's in the US charts. You can tell, I don't care. But anyway, so Summer Moved On is mine, and we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna rattle off some honorable mentions, and then we're both gonna have the number one summer song ever here on Is This Your Playlist podcast. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Steve, and you're listening to Is This Your Playlist?
Playlisters, thank you for listening to Reason myself here on Is This Your Playlist podcast. We are going to have four more episodes this summer, and they are going to be Stella. So tonight's episode is all about our favorite songs that have the word summer in it. We have talked about some really good ones, and unfortunately we can't fit all of them into, you know, a lengthy discussion. So that's why we have the honorable mentions, and I'm going to go ahead and give you my honorable mentions, and then Reese is going to give you hers. So my honorable mentions are Summer Rain by Belinda Carlisle, Cruel Summer by Bananarama, Somewhere, Someone in Summertime by Simple Minds, Summertime by New Kids on the Block, and The Summer is Magic by Playa Hinti. Go.
Nice. Those are good. So my honorable mentions are Summer Girls by Dino, and just to sort of go back to my freestyle love of freestyle. Endless Summer Nights by Richard Marx. I have a lot of memories tied to that song. And Boys of Summer by Don Henley. I think Don Henley has one of the best voices ever. And I really love the nostalgic, melancholy tone of that song. So now our number ones. You want to go? You want me to go?
You can go. Yeah, why don't you go?
Okay. So my favorite song with the word summer in the title is actually one of my top five favorite songs of all the time. I've mentioned this song, I think, twice before. Once in our 70s, 60s countdown, 60s or 70s countdown?
Classic rock of the rock 60s. Song.
Thank you. Classic rock of the 60s. Thank you. And I mentioned it. I think it was an honorable mention in something in another one of our episodes. But the song is Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. This song, June 20th, when it's the start of summer, I change my ringtone to this song.
Yeah, I remember you talking about this.
I love this song so much. I mean, it's on the surface, it's definitely a celebration of all the good things about summer. But when this song came out, it was in direct, directly affected by the Watts riots. They had just played, was it Woodstock? No, I don't remember. They played a music festival, but there was all, so it's like all of this fun, you know, lovely, lively things of summer, but this complete undercurrent of all the turmoil that was going on in the 60s, the racial turmoil, the just all of the upheaval and, you know, the riots and you know, things like that. And it's just so much to unpack in this song, just knowing the backdrop of what was going on and what he was, you know, what they wanted to address. But it really, I love the way that, you know, you've got Sly singing and then you've got, you know, a chime in by Larry Graham and you've got, I can't remember the names of the other people right off the top of my head, but it's really, it's like a 2-3 minute song. It's super short, but it's like just musically, if there were no lyrics to it, musically, it's like, you're in an inner tube, you know, slowly going down this lazy river. It's just such a beautiful, melodic song that the undercurrent and the backdrop of it is just so tumultuous. So I love that play. So that's my number one song and I'm sticking to it.
That cracks me up when you say that, because you don't have to stick to it. Yeah. I don't know why that makes me chuckle every time you say it, because it's like, well, I'm not going to debate it with you because I said,
no, Millie,
I said number one. Millie once and I got yelled at, so I'm never going to say it. That was early on. Anyway.
So what about you?
Wow, you know what? I love the fact that, like, you're so kind of like deep into your songs, the songs that you love. I mean, I'm deep into the songs that I like, but, like, you know, how you just described that was just so awesome. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of like, oh, okay, flippity floppity, what? You know, oh, I like the song, blah, 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 lyrics are cool, but that's me. That's why that you are the calm to my crazy, and you are doing it tonight. Anyway, so this one, okay, all my friends are going to be like, huh, really? I am just as surprised as anybody else, because I missed this whole song until a year ago. Wow. He came out in 97, and he was very dirty looking. And he had some very kind of goofy rock songs, but this one came out in 2008, apparently, on his Rock and Roll Jesus album, which I had. It's called All Summer Long by Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that sounds like Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah, okay.
Such a great, such a great, great song. I put it on a playlist because I was like, oh, I've never heard this. And it was like, dun, 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 dun. And just his delivery, it was so un-Kid Rock. It wasn't like, bah, wah, da, bah, da, bang, da, bang, diggy, diggy, bum, 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 that whole thing. just, it flowed so beautifully. I really liked him a lot after. I mean, I like Kid Rock. He wasn't in the upper echelon of the guys, but like, I respect him so much now in recent years.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, who's not going to like a sample of Sweet Home Alabama? I mean, it's one of the greatest songs, period. And for him, you know, if we're going to get into like, you know, details, he, you know, it was his first, it crossed over to country in the US, which was, I guess, not surprising. He performed it at the 2009 Grammys and WrestleMania 25. He did it on Top of the Pops in Europe and the World Music Awards. And this song is what led to the TV special, VH1 Storytellers.
Mm.
And it got to number one. It was his first number one outside of the US, and it got to number one in 10 or 11 countries. And it is certified, it's certified gold in the States and certified 3 times gold in Germany. And it was,
wow,
the number 3 song in Germany for the year. And yeah, it was just such a great, I mean, it's such a great song. Like, yeah, I just love it. And here's the thing with me, sometimes it takes me a while to jump on things. Town Called Malice, Iron Maiden, 30 years. Sometimes it, you know, sometimes it's like right off the bat, and then sometimes it takes a while. But like this one, I love it so much. You know, I remember when he did that song with Sheryl Crow.
Mm-hmm.
The title, I think it's called Picture, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. And I keep wanting to say something about a frame, but yeah.
So it might be that. I liked that he was kind of crossing over and showing his like artistry. Because when he came out, I mean, everyone was like, okay, this dude's going to be gone in 5 minutes. And he kind of did a Beck. That's how I look at Kid Rock. He did a Beck. Because like, I saw Loser and I'm like, yeah, nice knowing you, Beck. You know, and then he pulled it out and he's a prolific star. And I think Kid Rock's the same thing. And plus he married my girl, Pamela Anderson. So, yeah, Kid Rock all summer long.
Nice. That's great, a good song. That's a good one to end on. Very good. That was a good one.
This was, you know what? This was a good episode. Like,
yeah,
usually are. And, you know, we have something, and every time one of us, me, starts to think about like shutting it down, I don't know why I do that, because like, this is beautiful. People, I mean, my friends listen to it and they say that like, you know, we compliment each other, and you know, I say that you're the calm to my crazy. It's true. It really
well,
is.
Thank you.
It's completely 100% true. I love you, and I'm glad that you're here. And you know, you've had a lot of hardship this year, and I have wanted to be more of a friend than like a podcast co-host, but I'm glad that you're here. And if this, doing this with me right now, if that takes away just an hour or an hour and a half of your stress, then I have done my job as your friend.
Yes, you have. You have.
And that's about as serious as it's going to be. And good. No, I'm just kidding. So we are going to be back hopefully next week. And we've got some good ones in the pike. And we just added one tonight. Freestyle. So take a listen to us, like us, subscribe to us, wherever you hear this. And, you know, we always want to thank Anchor for helping us out by hosting the podcast and making sure that all the creation tools just make it sound cute.
Awesome.
What we need to do.
Awesome.
We are debating on doing a second format just to kind of test it out. We might have to do that for the one that's going to be freestyle. But we will talk about that. Everybody have a great weekend. It's the end of July. I can't believe that it's almost August. And Reese and I will be back. And thank you for listening.
Thank All you right. so much for listening.
All right. See ya.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in tonight to Is This Your Playlist? If you are tuning in for the first time and like what you've heard, please like and subscribe. We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please join Kedrick and Rissa next time for more fun facts and witty banter. My name is Joey. Thank you, and good night.